Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, scheduled to join us in a half an hour. Tomorrow morning, you know, 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere is hosted by Mr. Andruski in the garage with Stan Andruski. Now, during the week, you find him over at the Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. But Saturday mornings, he gives up his early mornings, comes in. You've got the car questions, and I'm telling you, he's got the car answers. So I'm really looking forward to chatting with Stan at 4:35. 5:35, Mike Dickinson's going to be here, but we're not going to be talking about the porno candidate for the House of Delegates or the Commonwealth's attorney that really is not interested in prosecuting criminals. None of that stuff. No, we're taking a break from all of that because there's a brand new 6-part documentary out on Netflix called Mr. McMahon, and it purports to tell the life story of one Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And up until episode 6, there were a lot of interviews and interaction with Vince McMahon himself. What happened is that all of that stuff broke. Now, you may or may not recall that McMahon sold what's now called WWE. He sold it to the UFC owners, and Vince had a big part of the board of directors and all of this stuff. But then there was a lawsuit filed claiming that he had trafficked and sexually abused a woman. Janelle Grant is her name. And that was it. He said, okay, you know what? I'm done. He sold all of his shares, and he's no longer connected with it. But what also happened is that he stopped talking to the people who were doing that Netflix series. So Mike is a longtime wrestling fan. Mike is also a fan of sports entertainment. I'm not necessarily a fan of sports entertainment. I feel a little angry at Vince McMahon, to tell you the truth, because he killed professional wrestling, and he turned it into something that is very different and in many cases not even recognizable. But just me. Let me share with you a couple of the great texts coming in on our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, you're bringing back a lot of memories from my youth concerning the wrestling. I grew up in Northern West Virginia. We had Pittsburgh studio wrestling, Bruno and all the greats, but then you mentioned Arnold Skolin. I thought, yeah, he was Bruno's manager. Also, Gino Morella, Gorilla Monsoon, someone that I think ran the Pittsburgh office for Bruno's spectator sport, Zoltan Friedman, who went by the name of Ace Freeman. Thanks for bringing up all of those great names. That's David in Midlothian. I'm happy to, David, and you mentioned some of the greats. Bruno Sammartino, the greatest of all time in what was then the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, held that title for, almost 8 years? Amazing. You'll never see it again, and you'll never see any of this again. Gino Morella, who was a graduate of Ithaca College, I always remind Joe that since he's going to Ithaca College, he should know who the great graduates were. And the one for me was Gorilla Monsoon. I thought that was pretty cool. Zoltan Freeman, yep, Arnold Skolin. Arnold Skolin was also, he was a wrestler. He was Bruno's manager, and you remember he was the one who, quote, threw in the towel when they took the title.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Off of Bob Backlund. Let me see what else we got here. There we go. 804, Jeff, I hate to say it, but I had no problem imagining a Democrat Party think tank viewing very large monitor screens showing scenes of cataclysmic, life-shattering disasters and saying, yeah, there you go. I can easily picture those people in that think tank discussing the demographic of those folks impacted and how they would vote. Wow. They would do a quick computer analysis, make the decision that it would benefit the Democrats if the victims of the storm, rather, were unable to vote. No power.
Wow.
That bothers me. I mean, I understand. I agree with you. But I'm just saying, it bothers me. No National Guard helicopters, no pallets of supplies, no medical personnel. The Democrats do not care about anything or anyone. They care only about staying in power. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Thank you, Jim and Deb. I love you as well. Yeah. Yep. I do appreciate that. Jeff, if the jobless rate is down, why is the unemployment rate up? Anything that comes out of the Biden-Harris team's mouth is just BS. The unemployment rate went from 4.2% to 4.1%. We're told that 250,000 jobs were created. Again, it's beneath the surface that you need to pay attention. You have to look at whether the jobs were full-time or part-time. What did Dr. Dave Brat tell us? These are part-time jobs that are being created. Who's getting these jobs? Take a look at it. Are they Americans or are they foreign-born people? Take a look at that. And even though Joe Biden likes to tell you that he created 16 billion jobs, more jobs than have ever been created in the history of creating jobs anywhere in job creation universe, the reality is that a bulk of those jobs are not created by him. They're simply jobs that came back after the whole COVID theater had run its course. Not to dig on John, Jeff, but you need to teach John how to navigate the text system. He struggles with it. Well, it's easy to struggle with it because it doesn't work right. I mean, I kind of figured out that because here's what happens. Let me explain it to you. It's a system that will put your texts up there, but it doesn't actually have an order to it. So if you send messages that say account for three separate lines, it doesn't put them in order. It doesn't put them in the order that they were received. Doesn't put them in the order that they clearly follow in. You would think that there'd be a piece of AI technology in some of this that would say, oh, well, that word would normally follow this word, so that's how we're in. None of that stuff. It just throws it up there willy-nilly. And I guess I've just navigated this in a sense. I look at all of the lines. I look at the phone numbers. I try and put them all together. That's why there's some halting presentation when it comes to these texts. I love getting them, make no mistake about it. But no, I totally get why John is not looking at them and thinking, oh, well, this goes with this or that. There's things to do. That's all. Hey, speaking of that storm, what was the name of that storm? Do you remember what it was? Was it Hank? No. Helen? No, it wasn't Helen. Helena? Well, cut number three.
What are the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. And they're very happy across the board.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those people who are in rowboats looking for their homes, they are just freaking hysterically funny right now. They're loving life. Oh, everything is good. Storm? What storm? It's like having Alfred E. Newman in the Oval Office. Storm? What? Me worry? Storm?
Come on,
what
man.
Storm? I was on the beach. It was fine. Rehoboth Beach was great. I took 16 naps. I barely even knew where I was.
Got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun.
Well, thank God you were under the umbrella then, huh? Man. storm. Everybody, they have all that they need. Did he say all that they need? I think he said all that they need. And they're all happy. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too. I don't know about you. I am seeing all of these photos of smiling, happy faces. You know, and the nitwit reporters, you know the kind, that walk up to you after your house is burned down. How do you feel? I feel like I'm going to punch you is how I feel. But it's weird. They're walking up to, well, they're not actually walking. They're taking little rowboats and dinghies to the locations where the houses used to be. And they're asking these poor people who were standing on their roof. But, you know, Joe Biden said they have everything that they need, so everything is cool. But they're asking, so how do you feel? And very shockingly, as Joe Biden said, they're very happy. Oh, Mr. Reporter person, thank you for coming up in that. Oh, we're great. No. We've been stuck here on the roof for the last 5 days, and we don't have clean food, and we don't have clothing, and everything inside our house is ruined. But no, we're feeling great. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. What are you going to do? You know, I mean, really, what am I going to be upset? Well, I can't do anything. It's all good. Joe Biden said so. They're all happy. I would tell you that he's an idiot. But then I get a letter like from the Fraternal Order of Idiots telling me that I've insulted them and I should really stop. So I guess I'll stop. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.